Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Ches, and we are on Samach Zayin and Mabez by the two daf as we continue in the sugyas of Kefel and Geneva and all of the related issues of Yeyush, Dalet Vehei, and other related topics. Here we go, two dots. The Mishnah had said at the beginning of the parak, Daf Samach Beis, that if somebody, a ganav steals from a ganav, you don't steal from the owner's house, then there is no chiv of kefel. Kefel requires, as Rashi quoted the pasuk, there, v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganav, you have to steal from the original owner's house, and therefore a ganav a goni ben a ganav does not pay kefil. Tosfos here also quotes the same pasuk. Rashi quotes, if you use that pasuk for something else, for toitan es ganav, then it must be that you have another pasuk somewhere. Right? The discussion of what exactly is considered base haganav or base habayalim is an interesting discussion, because we know that a base hashomer is considered base habayalim. We just used that svara 2 days ago when we spoke about the Ramban, that he can't have yeish on a davar sheh bershuso. And we mentioned that by a shomer aveda, the second somebody picks something up, why doesn't yeish work then? Because that's considered bershus shel habayalim, because the yad shomer is kiyad habayalim. So that there, you see that you don't need physical reshus to be called reshus. So here, this Gemara, and we'll get to it, Rav Hashem, at the end of today's daf also, is really highlighting a discussion of what exactly, how do you define bershuscha in halacha? Right? There could be physical reshus, or how about control of an item? Control of destiny of an item also might be considered reshus. That's it. Well, it's in a shomer's house. It's not in my physical reshus, but I control it. I can be makdish it. I can't be makdish it if a ganav stole it. That's Rabbi Yochanan's din that we'll have at the end of today. Shneim einim yecholom lahakdisho. If there's a ganav that stole an item, the ganav can't be makdish it because it's not shalo. The nignav cannot be makdish it because it's eno bershuso, unlike a shomer. So that's related to this halacha of enagunim acharanam misham tashlum kefel. What about the following case? And this we discussed a couple of prakim ago. Dafir chesam and alaf and the dafir arif. What happens if the ganav or whoever had it is ready to give it back, but they have not given it back yet? So does that allow the definition of birshuska to kick in? That was a machlokas, if you remember, between the Balamar and the Ramban. Right? That's in the sugya of Aniyim, Yad Aniyim Anan, Rabbi Yosef. So the Balamor there says, Adaf Yud Chesam Adalaf Adafi Arif, the second that someone is ready to give it back to me, it's as if it's in my rishus. You don't need physical rishus, the Balamor says. Lozu aderek velozu a'ir, based on a pasuk in Malachim. Delo amrina an eno bershuso bedavar she'eno misarev halalitnolo. You know, if he's ready to give it back to you, then it's bershuscha. That's enough. Even if he was a ganuf, but if he's ready to give it back to you, that's it. That's all you need. Shemato Amerike, because if you say it does not work, afilu by mitzlashton lo hayamob lo lehektish. Even by mitzlashton, the special din that we learn in Maseches Gittin, you have all three parties there. You have the one who's owed, the one who owes, and the third party, and he says, you owe me, give it to him, my mitzlashton. That shouldn't work if you say that this is not good enough. And the Malchamas argues, he says, no, even if the guy wants to give it to you, it doesn't work until you get it, right? It's not enough. He says, hey, Chadav Yachal HaKdash, milvesh shalosh, eda bershuso, velo bershus, quotes Gabbai, because he's talking about the psukim there, but that's the Ramban's lashon there, that even if somebody is ready to give it to you, it does not consider who went slow. So this is an important discussion when we talk about that a ganav does not pay kefel because he stole it from the reshus of the ganav. So why is that? Because it's enu reshuso shalabaylam. How do you define enu reshuso? Is that in his physical reshus? Or even without his physical reshus, that wouldn't be the requirement. As long as he would be able to control the destiny of the item, that would be enough. Meaning, let's say, ganav rishon already declare that he's going to give it back to the nignav, and then it was stolen. So would the same halachas apply? Or even here, the god of Shady does not pay kefil to the god of Risha. What about to the owner? A discussion in the Mefarshim. Okay, either way, this is just one related issue. Let's now start the Gemara. Amarav, lo shanu elo lefnei yeush. When do we say that the god of Shady does not pay to the God of Rishon. Rav said this is only before Yeyush, because then it still belongs to the Bailim. Avalachar Yeyush, Kino, God of Rishon. But after Yeyush, the God of Rishon is Kona it, and therefore, the God of Sheni, Mishalav Eshlume Kefal, the God of Rishon. Rav holds Yeyush Kedi is Kona. Yeyush by itself is Kona. As we had, that's a machlokas. Amorayim, we had that back on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, where the Gemara had a suffix about it, whether Yeish is Kona de Araisa or de Rabbanan. That was Rabba's statement. And Rav Yosef says, no, Yeish is not Kona, even me de Rabbanan. That was all talking about plain Yeish. And then we said, Yeish plus something else would be able to work. We'll get back to that, Ben Shem again today. But Rav holds, Rav Sheet is that Yeish by itself would work. The Achronim asked, Ar Sameach has an interesting question here. In Ilchas Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halach Yid Zayin, find the God of Sheni is not chayev to the God of Rishon, Kefel, but shouldn't he be chayev something because it's considered a Dover Hagorim Lamamon? If the God of Rishon has this item, he can give it back to the Nignav. But if he doesn't have the item, so then he's going to have to pay something else. So isn't this at least called Mazik a Dover Hagorim Lamamon? And therefore, he should have to pay for that. So the Ar Sameach quotes an answer that he does not like. Quotes an answer that, the kefel goes with wherever the keren is going. If the keren is going one place, then the kefel has to go to that place. There can't be two addresses for the keren and the kefel. That's the first answer suggested by the Ar Sameach. He quotes this: "Vanira borrowed the tashlume kefel lo shayach rock." I'm sorry, this is the second answer. The first answer he rejected is that what the Divrei Yecheskel also says, it has to go to the same address, which we discussed weeks ago. The relationship between the kefil and the keren isn't really a double payment. Can you split the two? But that's his first suggestion. He does not like that suggestion, and he gives a different answer. Vanira barer de tashlume kefil lo shayach rak b'makom shehu tsarich lihios birshus shehu sham. Kefil only goes to the place where it's supposed to be, where the object is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be in the base Agadav. Fine, there's a Dover HaGram Lamamon element, but Kefil is only going to go to the place where it's supposed to be. Kaboshe quotes arrive it from Baba Metzia, from Amafkin. Rakol Adam Mitzuba Lashiv Chavetz Labaylov Velitom and Agadav Agazlo Balkarcho Vekivet Shagain Vade Lo Karina Mi Beis HaIsh She'enot Tzarech Lios Pershuso Rak Mitzvah Kol Mi Sheyachol Lidla Mi Beis HaIsho Lashiv Labaylov She'ishivenu Vizeh Barer. So two answers by the Ar Sameach. One of them, again, the first one highlighting the relationship between the Kefil and the Keren, and the second one noting that the Chiv of Kefil is only when the item is in the place where it's supposed to be. So, but that's Shita's Rav. Rav says that Yeyush by itself is Kona, and then after Yeyush, the God of Sheni will be Chayev to the God of Rishon. Amar Rav Shei says, Amina Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav, Amar Lohamil Shamaitza. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. And again, we mentioned this 3 days ago, Sabachay, when this came up. Sounds like an insult when he's saying, oh, Rav must have been sleeping. So we said then that, you know, the Mefarshim tried to explain how this is not an insult. We said maybe it means that he is so in awe of Rav, and he couldn't understand this, so he doesn't want to say that Rav said this when he was awake, because then it would be saying that he was at fault. It must be that he was dozing, that's why he wasn't thinking and focusing correctly. Okay, it still smacks of a little insult. If you look at the Sharm Sianna Balacha, back on Daf Samachay, he quotes from the Imre Bina, who says that Rav Sheshes knew that everything that Rav said had such depth to it. Rav Sheshes Yadak, he called Divrei Rav, him gam al pi pnimius haTorah. Ubekisve Arizal. He quotes the Kisve Arizal. Isa to Bishenas Adam Yachol Lahasig Razan Ilon. You know that Arizal says that when a great person sleeps, they could be masig, unbelievable secrets of Torah, even when they sleep. V'Rav Sheshes Amar. So that's what Rav Sheshes meant. Since he couldn't understand this, it must be Rav was sleeping when he said this. Must be he was on such a level, it was one of those secrets that he got when he was sleeping. Because it's not for the Olam Hazeh, for us to understand. V'Az, Hisig Advarim, Asher, Yef Shalasik, Kshuneir, V'Nishmaso Begufa, V'Yad Rabazil, Kvodo Shal Rav. Just the opposite, he's saying, wow, this isn't an Olam Hazev art, this is an Olam Abav art. Right? That's basically what the Imre Bina is suggesting. That's what Rav Sheshes was saying about Rav. Because the Arizal says that a lot can be done when a great person sleeps. As they quote that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that the Arizal says you're allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. And against the minhag of the Ramah, you should try not to sleep, even though Yoshev Batel Ki Yoshein Dami, if somebody's doing nothing, and if they sleep a little bit, then they would have a more productive day, then it's fine. And some say after Chatzos is okay. But they quote from the Arizal that the Arizal used to sleep Rosh Hashanah. So, 2 points the Mefarshim say. Number one, if you want to take this Arizal, you got to take all Arizals. You can't pick and choose about which Arizals you're going to take. You want to take this Kula, you got to take the Chumers. Number two is related to this. And that is, the Arizal probably did more when he slept than we do when we're awake. So, that's why he's able to sleep, because of everything that he accomplishes when he is asleep, like the pshat here that's given to explain Rav Sheshes' comment about Rav. That it must have been in the levels of Nevuah, right? It wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu that was awake when he received Nevuah, but he was Noam Meshachiv, and therefore, that's what Rav Sheshes meant. Anyway, so Rav Sheshes says Rav must have been asleep. Loha Milsa, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, right, Rav says that Yeish works by itself. What about the following brisa? D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mibnei Ma Amar Torah Tavachu Machar, Misham Tashlumei Dalai Vehei. Why? Rabbi Akiva gives a machshava svara. Why is it that the Torah says, by Shor Veseh, if you shecht or you sell it, you have to pay 4 and 5, Mibnei Shedishtareish Bechet, because he has given root to his chet. Not only did he sin, but he has created roots for his sins. Rashi, Asa Sharashin, Klomar, Nischazek Bechet Sheknao Umahanu Maasav. He has strengthened his chet by doing the kinyan, and now his actions have had a strong effect. Right? That's why the selling or the shechting is chayim. So when is the Torah talking about? When is the chiv of dalav hey emas? If the Bailam did not have Yeyush yet, so Mika Nishtaresh. So is there a Nishtaresh Bechet, which means that it has an effect? What do you mean? If he tries to sell it before Yeyush, so as Rashi says on top, Lo Ahanu Masov. Shini Rishus, selling it is not going to help without Yeyush. So therefore, Ask the Gemara, asks Rav Sheshes, it can't be that the Torah is referring to a case of before Yeish, El Alacha Yeish. It must be after Yeish. After Yeish, and the Pasuk still says that you're Chayav Dalav Ahei. But wait a minute. But if it's like what you said, Rav, that Yeish is Koda by itself, so why do you pay Dalav Ahei at all? As we had at the beginning of the Sugyas, by Shinui, Shelo Tovah Shelo Mocher. Right? You're Shechting or you're selling your own animal. So ask Rav Sheshes on Rav. According to Rabbi Akiva Svara, that the basis for the Chiv of Dal Behe is because of Nishtarish Bechet, and you have to say that it's talking about after Yesh, because before Yesh, it wouldn't have Nishtarish Bechet, so how does it work? So answers the Gemara, Amri Kida Amar Rava. Maybe there's a different Svara, not the language, the different version of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Nishtarish Bechet, but maybe there's another idea. Kida Amar Rava Bibnei Shashana Bechet. Like Rava says elsewhere, which we'll get to Hashem later, because he was Shana. Shana just means he repeated. He repeated the Chet Zahachanami, not because he had more of an effect. Bipnei Shashana Bechet. Rashi Ula Olam Lifnei Yeush. Right? Before Yeush. And you're right, his actions did not have an effect. The sale did not go through. But the Avera is for the repeat offense. Even if you haven't accomplished anything more, the physical act that you're doing, you're trying to distance it even further from the owner, that itself is the problem. And maybe this alludes to a little bit, but Rami's to the sheets of the Nesivis by Tavar Vishasya, that if you have a furthering away from the Rishus of the Bailam, that could still be another Maisa Geneva, unlike the Xos who said that was a din of Mazik. But here, it's Shana, it's a repeat of the Chait later on, even though you didn't take it out of Hotzam Rishus Bailam, right? That was the Xosis definition of Geneva, but that is what the Gemara suggests, and that's how Rav is saved. Okay, if you look in the Chashuk Yechemet here, he has the following case, talking about Shana Bechet or Nishtarish Bechet. What if you have a Geneva that's not really because of Geneva? Right, so we discussed this a little bit at the beginning of the parak when we spoke about Gonev Almanas Lamekat. If somebody steals just to tease the other person, so we mentioned, the Gemara says that's Asa Daraisa, Pashtos Ganav Anas Lameikat. The Ritva and the Tosas quoted at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, where this comes up, that how can it be, the Rabbeinu Tam, how can it be, everybody does this, everybody teases people. It can't be Daraisa. The Ganav Anas Lameikat must mean that you actually want to keep it, but your Kavana is just to tease the person, not because you really want the money. But if you would actually take it in order to give it back, that wouldn't be a Chiyav of Iser Geneva Daraisa. Okay, that's one idea where Kavanas play a role. What about the following case? Says the Chashuk Yechemed, let me just find it here, where he has the case of someone who steals because he is starving. She'ela, Reuven gana mishimon tleh. Reuven stole a tleh, stole a sheep. Mitoch oni v'ravo b'nei beso. V'shimon, maybe similar to the case of saving a person through his friend's money. Also lahas la'asma m'chaveiro or mutter, as we discussed in the previous stafim. But here, it must not be sakaras tefashas, because then that would be a separate discussion. Reuven steals a tleh, and Shimon, the nignav amelo, Shimon realizes, he says, okay, he stole it, but I believe he's going to pay me back. When I get enough money, I'm going to pay him back. That's what Reuven tells Shimon. Shimon says, I believe that you're going to pay me, but I want to get it on in writing. So he brings it to court. He brings Reuven to court in order to pay him. Will Bezdin make him pay? Dalad v'hei. Because, and let's say he shechted the animal. Oshema, or since it says in Baba Kama, Mibneima, Amr Taratava Chumbachar, Wadi, Vidal Behe, Begadunish Tarish Bechet, Roshana Bechet. Here, is it really Bechet? Reuven is Ne'eman to Shimon, Sha'aravoni Tziklo. Vulai Ebozeko Chet, Venochai, Barbara Chamish. Maybe it's like a tzaka. Maybe it's not even a Chet here. Right? He stole it. He should have asked for it. But this is what happened. So is he going to have to pay Dalad Behe here? So the Chashuk Yechemed assumes, yes. You stole it, Lamaisa. If you, doesn't matter what the kavanas are. Yes, the classic case of Geneva is going to be Shana Bechet and Ishtarish Bechet. But once you say that, once that's the defines the action, so then the action is going to be defined as the action, even without the svara applying in that case. You still did an act of geneva, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishle related to this. Hare gamba goni machmas ra'ev mishalim dalad vehei. And then, interestingly, he quotes a sefer, the Ote'or, who explains that there is a chilek. He doesn't relate this specifically to us, but there's a chilek between three different words that all we would say means slaughtering the animal. In Hebrew, we would have three different words: shchita, tvicha, zvicha. Why does the Torah, in this context, the Mishpatim say tvichu mechira? It's always tvicha. It's not shchita mechira. But shochet is used elsewhere. What about zvicha? So he explains. All of them refer to killing an animal. But shchita is the act of killing, etzem hahariga. Tvicha and zvicha have a more specific idea. Tvicha mechira morim al hatachlis hamispakesh. They have to do with the result that you're trying to achieve. Shchita just means the act. That's why maybe Hilchos Shabbos is called shchita, because whatever the reason is, it's shchita. Zvicha is kadshim, right? Zvachim. Kol hazvachim. Zvicha mara al tzorach kavoa. Tvicha al tzorach achila v'shar hana. Tvicha is focused on the result that you are going to get benefit from. That's why if you steal something and you are toveach it, so then you are going to get dalav hay for that. Shchit is the more general term. But interestingly, that has to do with the kavanas that are involved. Shchita, tvicha, zvicha. Okay, let's continue. Tashma says the Gemara fifth line. So let's try again to relate to Rav Shita. Rav says Yeush by itself is Kone. That's what Rav says. Tashma utvacha o mecharo. We compare the tvicha mechira. Ma tvicha sheina chozeres af mechira sheina chozeres. We compare just like shchita is permanent. You can't undo a shchita. So too a mechira is permanent. That's the mechira that and the tvicha that you are chayif on. For Dalad V'hei. So Amos, when is the pasuk talking about? When is the Chiyuv D'oraisa talking about of paying Dalad V'hei? Ilema lefnei Yeush, if it's before Yeush, amai eino chozeres. So then, that's not what the Torah is talking about, because that would go back. If I sell something that I stole before the owner gave up hope, it goes back to him. So that's not what the Torah is talking about. Ela la'achar Yeush. It must be after Yeush. After Yeush, then the ganav sells it, that's permanent. V'sakadai da kanye. But if Yeush itself is kone the item, nikne the item to the ganav, so then again, as we said up above, amay mishayim dal vehei, shelo tovei shelo mocher. So why is he chayav dal vehei at all? Right, it's his animal. Yeush was nikne it to him, and now he should just make kefel in damim. So the Gemara says no. When the pasuk is excluding a mechira hachozeres, that's not referring to a mechira that was deficient at root because there was no Yeyosh yet. Even if there was no Yeyosh yet, that's not what we're talking about here. Kedamar Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says elsewhere, to answer another context, Prat L'shehikna L'shloshem Yo, it's to exclude a 30-day sale. So Achanami, maybe that's what the Torah is excluding here. Prat L'shehikna L'shloshem Yo. The Torah is excluding a temporary sale. That's what it means. Something that's chozer after 30 days. L'shloshem Yom, that's what it's referring to. That's what Rashi says here. It's just kishiris ba'alma. It's not considered a kinyan gamur, and that's what the Torah is excluding. But nothing to do with yeish or not yeish. Even before yeish, one could say that we are. That's what the context is. Right. It seems from here though that without this limud of 30 days of Eino Chozeres, you would have said that this is a good sale. Right, which relates to the larger sugya of matana amanas lahachzir, or a mechira liyomei. The Rishonim discussed, Kiddush and Davav, and elsewhere, how do we look at a temporary matana? In Mesech HaSukkah, I give you the lulav on the first day, amanas lahachzir. So is that considered a mechira lachalutin? Temporarily. For 30 days, this is totally yours. Could we have something like that? Or do we say the fact that it's going to go back in 30 days affects its lachem status? So that is the discussion. And the Gemara is mechalik between different contexts of it works here, it doesn't work for Kiddushin, as the Gemara says in the first parak of Kiddushin. But the Ksos, if you remember in those sugyas, the Ksos is very excited that he found a deya in the Tshuvas Harash, which says, the Shita that he wants to say, that even if it's temporary, it could be a permanent status temporarily. It could be a mechiras haguf, like a kinyan haguf liyome. For that moment of time, while it belongs to the buyer or to the mekabel matana, it could still be permanent. So the Achronim say, the Sharm Sion Balachi here quotes that this Gemara sounds that way too, that the Gemara has to exclude kinyan l'shloshim yom, mashma, that without this, we would have said that that would have been a good kinyan. Good. There's another point here, but let's just first finish, and then we'll come back. There's another ukimta that the Gemara could have had, but first, let's just ask the question. The Gemara could have, and then we'll come back to it afterwards. The Tosafot Ben Paris here asks, why didn't the Gemara say that it is before Yeyush, but the sale took place already? You're right, if the person sells it after Yeyush, and if you say Yeyush Kedi Kani, there's not going to be Chiyav Dal Vehe, because it already belongs to the Ganef. But what if the Ganef first sells it, and then Yeyush takes place? We know Yeyush and Shini Rishus team up. So wouldn't that work? And at the moment of the Mechira, there was a Chiyav of Dal Vehe, so why don't you say that? So we'll come back to that, because that has to do with the order of Yeyush and Shini Rishus. But first, let's do the next section. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, first wide line. Gana, three cases the Gemara refers to. Then we're going to try to, this goes all the way to the two dots, and then we're going to come back to that comment of Rabbeinu Peretz. So Meisvei says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Gana, Uba Acher V'Gnavo, Goni Ben Aganav. Harisha Misham Dashlume Kefel, the first Gana faced Kefel, because he stole it, obviously. V'Hasheni, Enu Mishalim Ela Keren Bovad. But the Sheni only pays Keren. Who does the Sheni pay Keren to? Rashi, Leganav Rishon. Dichsiv Vegunav Mibes Ha'ish. The second Ganav is not going to pay anything to the Bailam because he didn't steal it from the Bailam. He's going to pay to the Ganav Rishon. Vegunav Mibes Ha'ish. That's the first case. There are three cases in the Braisa. First case is Gonev Ben Haganav, no Kefel, but yes, Karen to the first Ganav. Ganav Umachar, Uba Acher Viganvo. Let's say a Ganav stole it and then sold it to someone, and then someone else stole it from the buyer. Harishon Mishan Tashlume Dalad Vehei. The Rishon pays Dalad Vehei because he did Geneva and Mechira. Vasheni Mishan Tashlume Kefel. And the second one pays Kefel. Because why? Because once the buyer has it, it's the buyer's. Right? There's Yeyush and Shinui Rishus. There's Yeyush, and those two team up, as we know from this Gemara, Yeyush and Shini Rishus team up in order to be Mechayiv, in order to make it Shel Hakone, and that's why there's a regular case of Geneva. It's considered Vigunim Bebeso Ish. That's case number two. Gana Vitavach, Ubacher Viganavo. Case number two was, he stole it, he sold it, and somebody else stole it. So we're going to have the other case. He stole it, he shechted it. And then the person stole the carcass. The ganav shein, he stole the carcass. Ubachev ganavo. So again, Risha Mishan Tashlumi Dal Vehei. The first one did everything. Vasheni Eina Mishan Tashlumi Kefel Ela Karen Bilvad. But the second one only pays Karen, not Kefel. We'll have to see why. Right, Pashas? This is a regular case of Shinui Kona, and therefore he should have to pay the Kefel, not just the Karen. We'll have to see why. That is true, that's a Shini Maisa. But either way, Ketani Miyam Mitziyasa, the middle case. What did it say? Ganav Umacher Abacher V'Ganavo. There were two Ganavas. Harisha Mishalim Tashlumi Dalav V'Hei. The first one pays Dalav V'Hei. Vasheni Mishalim Tashlumi Kefel. And the second one pays Kefel to the buyer. So Amos, when is this referring to? If this is all before Yeyush, so then Sheni Amai Mishalim Tashlumi Kefel. If there was no Yeyush yet, then why does the Sheni pay Kefel to the buyer? Shini Rishus below Yesh, Miko Mandabra Takani, just the Shini Rishus doesn't work. If I steal something and I give it to someone else, it belongs to that person? If the owner didn't have Yesh yet? No. If there was no Yesh, this whole thing wouldn't fit. Elapshita, it's obvious that case number two is referring to Lacher Yesh. Must be referring to after Yesh. So it's after Yesh, and what does it say? That if you have Yesh and then you have Shini Rishus, so then it is, the second one is Chayv Kefel, but the first one, is chayav dalav v'hei. But 1 minute, v'yishakadal yesh is kone. But if it's like what you say, Rav, that yesh is kone by itself, same question we asked twice already. Amay mishayav dalav v'hei. Didehu dezavin, he's selling his own animal. If there was already yesh, and yesh works by itself. So you shouldn't be, the first ganav should not be chayav dalav v'hei. Question one. Visu, and also, diktani resha. What about case number one? You're telling me case number two has to be before Yeyush, after Yeyush. So what about case number one now? Diktani resha. Ganavu ba'acher v'ganavo. Risha misham teshlumei kefel. The first one pays kefel. Vasheni eina misham ela karen. But the second one only pays karen. Because he didn't steal it. So mich from the base habal. But michdi, la'acher yeyush kamina. We have just established from case number two that the Bryce is talking about after yeyush. Now we're discussing case number one. But v'yisal g'dad af yeyush kone, sheni amai eina mashayim ala karen. So the second one should be kefal too. Because he stole it mibeso ish. Because the gan of Rishon is now the real owner. Because yeyush is kone. Elo lav shramina yeyush lo kani. So we're stuck. So it must be that Yesh is not Kone by itself. And that's why the Gan of Sheni is not Chayev Kefel. V'kasha l'Rav. So this Brisa is difficult for Rav, who says Yesh is Kone by itself. And again, what does that mean? Yesh is Kone by itself. We discussed that then. Does that mean a kinyan, or does that just mean an allowance? We discussed what Yesh is. An allowance for the other kinyan to kick in. But either way, we have a problem here. Amarava Vitisvara Hamitaratsahi. Rava says, wait a minute. If you really think about this Brisa, have you really explained it? It's still difficult to explain. Ella Datani Seifa, look at the third case. You're telling me everything is fine because you spoke about it after Yeush. What about the third case? Ella Datani Seifa. Ganavitava. Hubacheva Ganavo. Right? The case of Ganav Rishon Shechsit. And then the Ganav Sheni steals it. Risha Mishalim Tashlumi Dalav V'Hei. Vasheni Eina Mishalim Ela Karen. But 1 minute. Umigal Mandamar Sheni Maisa Lokani. In the third case, the guy shechted it. Of course the Ganav should be Kone now. So why isn't the Ganav Sheni Chayev Kefel? So Rava says you have to flip the Brisa. Flip the Halachis of case 2 and case 3. That's what Rava says. Elala olam kula lefnei yesh. Really, yesh has not happened yet in all the brisa. The efach seifa lemitziyasa umitziyasa leseifa. And flip the dinim of case 2 and case 3 as follows. Meaning, the halacha that you quoted in case 2, that applies in the tevicha case, and the halacha of case 3 applies in the mechira case. As follows. The Emahachi say as follows, Ganav umachar uba'acher v'gnavo, if I stole it and sold it, and then someone else stole it, harisho mishav tashlumi dalav v'hei, because Yesh didn't happen yet, right? We're defending Rav. Before Yesh, you're chayav dalav v'hei. Vasheni, ina mishav, like Karen. Why does he only pay Karen? Because there hasn't been Yesh, all there is Shini Rishus. So he did not steal it from the Rishus HaBaal. The Shini Rishus below Yesh Lokani. That's case number two. It's just the Shini Rishus. Gana v'tavach uba'acher v'ganavo. But in the case of shechting it, where there's a Shinui, so then, Harisha Mishayim Tashlumei Dalav V'Hei, the first base 4 and 5, because he had a regular case of Geneva Dalvahe, Vashini, Mishan Deshlume Kefel, Tekanya, Vashinui, Maisa. So Rava says if you flip the halachas, it was a mistake in the Raisa. The halach of case 2 and 3 should be flipped, and in that way it is explainable. And you could defend Rav. Fine. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, come on, we don't want to flip the halacha. We don't want to flip the Braisa. The Braisa is how we have it. Rav Papa says, Amar la olam lo tefach. No, don't switch it. Don't switch it. Aye, what was your kasha? And Rav Papa would say, it's still maybe a kasha on Rav. Aye, Rav said, what about case number 3? Isn't Shechting called a Shinui? And then the Gan of Sheni should be Chayev Kefel? Rav Papa says, no. Instead of flipping it, say it's a different Shita in the Tanaim. Seifa Beishamahi, maybe the third case is reflecting Beishamah Shita, Damridan Shinui Bimkomo Omeid. Even a Shinui Biadayim, Beishamah says, like the case of Esnan we had, where she makes it into flour, right? It's just Chitim Basan Solas, even that case is, we don't say Shinui is Konet, we don't say Shinui makes it into a different item. And therefore, a papa says, you can keep the Brisa as is. Ihachi, kasha, ratio, mziyasa, l'rab. Then we're back to the kasha then. If you're telling me we don't flip, then we're back to the first two cases being a problem to Rav, because those cases must be talking about after Yeush, and if it's after Yeush, the Gan of Rishon should not be chayev dalav behei, because it's his animal that is being shechted or being sold. Amarav zvid, la'olam kula lefnei Yeush. No, really, it's all before Yeush. All before Yeush. So then, why should the Gan of Sheni at all be chayev kefel? V'hachav mayaskinon. Case number 2 is discussing shenis yashu abaylim bilokeach v'lonis yashu baganav. The Bailim had Yeush later. When the Gan of Rishon had it, they didn't have Yeush yet. That's why the Gan of Rishon is still chayev dalav behei. Right? It's before Yeush. But then, after it is given over to the lokeach, the buyer has it, so then there is Yeush. Then there is Yeush. V'lo tema mishum debinon Yeush v'shini rishus. And don't think that it works because you need both, because again, we're explaining this according to Rav. Ella afilu b'yeush l'chudei nami kani gabi ganav. Really, even Yeush would be nikneh, and that would be all you need. Ella d'lo mishkachas d'tamashlami travayu ganav rishav ganav sheni el b'hachi. The reason the Braisa gave such a case is because the Braisa is trying to find a case where the ganav rishav can be chayev dalav hehei, and the ganav sheni can be chayev kefel. So dalav hehei is only before Yeush, so according to Rav. And that's why you have to say the cases of after Yeush, after it was given over to the third party. Okay, so we have two ways of reading the Braisa, either flipping it, the halacha, and then it would fit in smoothly to Rav, or not flipping it and saying it's Beishamai Shita. Either way, a couple of ways of reading, but we rehabilitate Rav. Rav at least has a way of reading this Braisa. Let's get back now, as we have been talking here, about Yeush and Shini Rishus. Rabbeinu Peres asked the question before. Again, the Braisa asked the Kasha on Rav, what a Yeush. So it has to be all talking about before Yeush, the guy behind Dal Vahey, says Rabbeinu Peres. But what do you mean? Why don't you say that Amadua Lotir Tzagamara, Shemidubar Amnam, Shemachra Ganav Zachev, it's called him Yeush. There was no Yeush yet. And that's why he's Chayav Dal Vahey. But V'yafalp came, Nikres Mechira Zuena Choseres. But maybe it could be considered a permanent sale. How? Lefi Shemidubar B'mikra, Shehabaylim Hisyashu La'achar Mikan, Kishekvar Hayachev, it's Bershus Lokeach. V'kana halokeach as a chayfetz ayde yeish v'shini rishus. Yeish and shini rishus team up. Answers Rabbeinu Peretz. Two answers. Two crucial answers, and really this is a machlokes rishonim. Why can't you say that first there was the sale, shini rishus, and then yeish? Rabbeinu Peretz says, number 1, shelo yitachin laha amid ba'ofan zeh. Mishum shegam im yisyashu abaylim birishus lokeach lo yoel lo yeush zelikros hazachefetz shara yeush bo lekinyan rak lo adam shachefetz hegiel imshusa beheter. Yeush only works to a case where it was behetera asiliyade, meaning the order is crucial. Yeush and shini rishus. If it's shini rishus and then yeush, so then it is not going to work. First answer of Rabbeinu Peretz. Second answer, Sha'af imam yikna lokeach as a chayfetz. Adayin lo yitachin lahamid es debri abraisa ba'ofan zeh. Even if you want to say he sold it, it can't be. Because the chiv of dal vehe goes on the shas maisa mechira. Uba osa shah Adayin lo haisezu mechira sheino chozeres. The definition of mechira sheino chozeres has to be at the time of the mechira. So if you sold it and then yeyush, so even if you want to say that works, then it doesn't work now at the moment of the mechira, and therefore it wouldn't be good. But take a step back. Rabbeinu Peretz has two days here when the Gemara assumes that yeyush, and even if you say yeyush by itself does not work, yeyush and shini rishus works. So machlokes rishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz here has two days. What exactly does the order make a difference? Rabbeinu Peretz has two days, whether it does or not. If you want to look in the Rambam says beferish that it does not work. Yeish and Shini Rishus, whichever order it happens in, it is okay. The Rambam says in Ochas Geneva and Parakei, Nisyashua Bailam and Ageneva. If the Bailam give up hope, Bein Shinis Yashu V'Achar Kach Machar Aganuv, whether Yeish comes first, Bein Shinis Yashu Achar Shemachar, Kana Halokeach B'Yeish V'Shini Rishus. And he does not have to return the actual item. Okay, without getting into those details right now. But that is the shita of the Rambam. What's the svara? There are different ideas in the Achronim. Again, does the order not make a difference? Does the order make a difference? So the way it's suggested is that whenever you have two ingredients for a certain halachic process, right? We have this also, let's say, by Geirus. By Geirus, we have Mila and Tevil and Artzaz Damim. And another Machlokas Rishonim. Does it make a difference what order the Mila and the Tevil go in? If there is an order that's required both there and here, then it's probably because these aren't just two ingredients that you have to have. If the order doesn't make a difference, then you could just say, no, whatever, just get it done. Do the Mila, do the Tefillah, do the Tefillah, do the Mila. Doesn't really matter what the order is. That would be an approach of, it's a team effort. Both factors are involved, either the same way, maybe here, both of them, both Yeish and Shini Rishus are distancing it from the original owner, or maybe they do different things, right? They each solve a different problem. Maybe one removes the Chovas HaGavra, the other removes the Chiyah from the Chefsa. But either way, maybe that's the Rambam Shita, and maybe that's the Deya that it doesn't make a difference in Rebbeinu Peretz. But if you say the Yeish must be first, so then already maybe it's because one is primary and one is not primary. Maybe Yeish has to be first because Shini Rishus is the primary mover. Yeish has to remove to set up the Shini Rishus. It allows the Shini Rishus to be Kona, right? That's what Yeish does. Or you might say the opposite. Maybe Yeish is the primary player, right? The Shini Rishus just solves the problem of Bi'isura Asil Yadeh. Right, Yeish, and then she knew. So again, either way, this is an important machlokas to be aware of the order. Rabbeinu Peretz here has the two different days, and the Rambam again holds that it doesn't make a difference. Vaiter Itmar. Now we're getting into other issues of Mechira. Other issues of Mechira. Says the Gemara, Hamocher lefnei Yeish. What happens if somebody sells before Yeish? As we said, is Yeish, this is before anything. So does that work? This for sure doesn't work. Just a plain Shini Rishus. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, Rav Sheshes Amar, Pater. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, you're Chayiv in this case, even though the Mechira didn't work at all. Right, this is a Mechira Achozeres. Rav Nachman said it still is Chayiv Dal Vehei. Why? Umachru Amar Rachman of Hazavin. Because it says that you're Chayiv for selling. You physically sold it. Lo Shnor Lefnei Yesh, Lo Shnor Vachar Yesh. Rav Nachman says the Chayiv for Mechira is a Maisa Mechira. Physical, even if it wasn't effective. Rav Sheshes Amar Pater, no. Chiyuve l'achar Yeishu. Ta'ahanu Masav. Rav Sheshes says, the Chiyuv is only after Yeish, where you accomplish something. You had Yeish, and now you have Shini Rishus. Avo lefnei Yeish, delo ahanu Masav lo, Mechayev. But before Yeish, where you didn't accomplish anything, you're not Mechayev. Dumya de Tficha, bi'ina da'anu Masav. Similar to Tficha, where you need to accomplish something. So again, is the Chiyuv of Tficha of Mechira, where you accomplish something, there's a hafka, Merushas Bailim, through the Tficha Mechira, or there is just a Maisa. Rashi summarizes for us, so put together what we've done today already, yesterday and the day before, there are three shitas in the Amoraim about Yeish. Three lines to the bottom. Rashi says, Rav holds that Yeish is kona by itself, Right, that's what we had all today, started with today. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes say that Yeish by itself is not Kone. That's what, but the Machlokas is what the Chiv of Dal Vehe is about. But the Machlokas between them is whether you need a Hanu Ma'asav. Right, that's the three Shitas on the, on the Daf today. What's the Svara? Rav Sheshes Mina Amina La. Ask Rav Sheshes, how do I know that you have to have a Hanu Ma'asav? The Tanya. Quotes Rabbi Akiva again. Rabbi Akiva, B'bnei Ma, Torah. Talach Umachar Mishan Dal Vehei, Mishdei B'nei Shin Ishtarish Bechet. Because you have given roots to your sin. Emas. Ilei Malifnei Yeush. Is it before Yeush? You haven't had Yeush Yemika Nishtarish. There's no Nishtarish Bechet. You didn't accomplish anything yet. El Olav L'achar Yeushu. So it must be after Yeush, and that is why Rav Sheshes says, you have the whole Svara of Rabbi Akiva is Ahanu Ma'asav. How would you get out of that? Rava. Amar Rava, Rava's version, Mibnei Shoshana Bechet. So therefore, there is no Raya. Period. Tashma, try again. Utzvacha u'mecharo, matvicha shena chazeras, al-mechir shena chazeras. Same diak we tried to have before. Just like a tvicha is permanent, so to mechira. Emas, where do you have a permanent sale? Ilei melefnei yeish, if it's before yeish, amai eno chazeras. Isn't that what the Torah is excluding? That is an inferior, problematic sale to begin with. Ela la'achar yeish. It must be no, it's after yeish. V'shma minah chiyuv la'achar yeishu. And it must be that the chiyuv is after yeish. Isn't that what the Torah is referring to? So, kasha, targum or Rav Nachman, no. As we said earlier, Rav Nachman says, no, this case is not excluding an inferior sale to begin with, but a temporary sale. Pra l'shik, n'lo l'shloshim yom, that's what is being excluded. It's not excluding a sale that is bayati, that is problematic from the origin. It's an interesting question the Minchas Chinuch asks, and that is, what if you sell in a way that is only midrabanan? A mechira drabanan. Is a mechira drabanan chayiv dalad vehei? He has this in mitzvah nun dalad, in the discussion of ladun bedine ganav, and that is lacharani mesupik. Imachra bekinyan drabanan, kigon agav karka umeshicha vachadome. Itali bashitos, dal yide drabanan asid var Torah. Is this totally on the large sugya that he loves to talk about, derabanan's affecting daraisas in all the different ways, right? Now that the rabbanan told me what I'm supposed to say for benching, what if I bench in a different way? What if I make kiddush in a different way that the rabbanan told me? Is that going to be effective or not? Or machlokas tosfos of the Ran in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. If I sit in a sukkah that's pasul midrabanan, do I at least get the mitzvah of sukkah daraisa? Or does the rabbanan knock out the mitzvah? If I blow shofar on Shabbos, by Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos, right? All these cases are where the discussion is had. The Aruch Lanero, the first daf in Makos, right? It says, Edom Zomen are going to get a malchus for Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. Chalutza is only derabanan. Right, you still get malchus for that. Get all of these sugyas are related. So ask the Minchas Chinuch here, right? Kinyan derabanan, is that going to be deoraisa chiyuv? He says achnira kivan deikar tam desavri dal yedei rabanan aser dvar Torah hu mikoach hefker bezen hefker. Well, most of the time, because we say kinyan derabanan turn into deoraisa because of hefker bezen hefker, here there is no issue of hefker bezen hefker. So maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. But he says, I'm not sure. But he leaves it as a question. But again, this comes up in a few places. Interesting, the Beis Yosef talks about this on the tour in Simen Chav Ches, in Hilchas Kiddushin. What happens if somebody tries to get married with Mamid Shlashtan? Mamid Shlashtan is a Kinyan Durabanan, as we had at the end of the first parak of Gittin. A man goes to a woman and says, Hayalo Milva Alacherim, somebody owes me money. Va'amarla, harei mukudeshes li bechov sheyesh li biyadze b'mamet shlashtan. Reuven owes Shimon money. Shimon says to a woman, in front of the woman, in front of the man, right, mamet shlashtan, right, honey, harei mukudeshes li with the money that Reuven owes me. Now he owes you. So does that work? Mikudeshes, says the tour. Afilu hi milve alpe, even if it's a milve alpe. That's what the Torah says. If you look at the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says, "Delaman de'amar mikudeshes hainu midrabanan kiva de'mamish lashtan takanda de'rabanani." That is what the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because it's only a kinyan de'rabanan. And the Beis Yosef argues, "It's ainu machrach." Is that what the Torah says? To'ikel meimar tekiva te'takina rabanan niknu lahamos. Once the rabbanan were misakein, that maybe the conduit. The avenue is Darabana, but that creates a Daraisa status. Right, just like what if Kedusha Kesef, the Rambam's Lashon, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Divrei Sofrim. If you say Divrei Sofrim is Darabanan, so you're going to tell me that women are only married to be Darabanan is Banazeh. Midaraisa, she's not an Ishus Ish, of course not. Even if the mechanism is Darabanan, we still could say that there's an effect of Shiv Daraisa. That's also related to this sugya of mechira for the chiyuv of dal vehe. Last line. V'yav Rabbi Elazar savar chiyuv alachar yeshu. Rabbi Elazar also holds that there's a chiyuv of dal vehe after yesh, meaning not, yesh is not kone. Who? Tam Rabbi Elazar teda. I'll prove to you shestam geneva yesh bailam hu. It must be that stam geneva is yesh bailam. Right? We had that in the Mishnah in Kalim a couple of days ago also. If by geneva we could assume the bailam had yesh. Why? Shari amra Torah tavachu machar. The Torah says, right when he shechs it or sells it, he pays dal vehei. The dimelo yayish. Maybe the owner didn't have yayish yet. How could the Torah say automatically chayav dal vehei? Maybe he didn't have yayish yet. El alav mishum. It must be because we can assume. Tamrina, it's not going to have yayish by elamu. We can assume that. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. So you see, you could assume there was yayish by elam, and that's why there's a chayav dal vehei. But wait a minute, if yayish was koneh, there wouldn't be a chayav anymore. It must be Rabbi Elazar holds that yayish by itself is not koneh. But the Gemara though goes into this diuk. V'delma avakav delo yayish. What do you mean? Maybe even if we did not hear, right, the Torah is mechayiv, even if we heard that there was no yayish, right, asking on, maybe that's the shita, as we had earlier on the bottom before. Ami lo sakadayit. No, that can't be. Dumya de tvicha. It's similar to tvicha. Ma tvicha dahanu maisav, af mechiru dahanu maisav. Right, he holds like one of the opinions on the previous amud. V'ilifne yayish mayahanu, who was before yayish, didn't accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, v'dumma deshamini dumi yayish. Maybe, no, you don't say Stam Geneva is Yeish Bailim. Maybe the case of the Torah is talking about where we know for sure. But you don't say Stam. Ami lo sagadayta. That can't be. Dumya de tficha, ma tficha la alter, af mechir la alter. Just like tficha is always immediate no matter what, so to the Torah's chiyav must be no matter what. Mechir is la alter, and therefore, that's why our blazer assumes that Stam Geneva is Yeish Bailim. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan goes back on the concept, on the shitos, that say you need a hanu ma'asav to be chayiv. Right, that was some of the shitos of the Amoraim. Wait a minute. Geneva benefesh tochiach. What about kidnapping? If somebody kidnaps, we know that's the low signal for the Aseres HaDibros. If somebody kidnaps and they sell, so that's when there's a chiyav d'araisa for kidnapping. And is there a hanumasa there? She'ein yeish bailim v'chayiv. There's no yeish bailim there. What does that mean? There's no yeish bailim there. Rashi says, "Ein adam misya'esh al atzmo." A person doesn't have yeish on himself, and there's still no hanumasav, and there's still a chayiv. Right? So what's so you see from there? You don't need a hanumasav. Michlal, what do you see from here? Disavar Rabbi Yochanan lifnei yeish chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, even before Yeyush, right, because he brings the Raya from Genevas Nefesh to relate to our case, so it must be there. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that even before Yeyush Chayiv, even without Ahanu Masav. Fine, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Even without Ahanu Masav, you're going to be Chayiv. The question is, what about La'achar Yeyush Mai? Meaning, does Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rav? Before Yeyush, is Chayiv Dal Vehei. What about after Yeyush? Is he also Chayiv Dal Vehei, or does he say Yeyush is Kone? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chayiv. You're Chayiv both. Before and after. For Reish Lakish Amar Pater, because Reish Lakish says, Yesh is Konet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Chiyuve Bein Lefnei Yesh, Bein La'achar Yesh. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Chiyuve Lefnei Yesh, only who, Aval Achar Yesh, Kanap, Vishalohu Tovev Shalom Mocher. So there are opinions, Rav, Reish Lakish, who say that Yesh by itself is Konet. Good. There is a question in the Achronim, whether Gezelas Nefesh is also Chayiv. The Issur D'Oraisa of kidnapping is Genevas Nefesh. What about Gezelas Nefesh? The person sees what's happening and you take him. It's not Genevas Nefesh, it's Gezelas Nefesh. That's a question. The Sefer HaChinuch and the Minchas Chinuch discusses all of these issues, and the Chashuk Yechemet here also discusses in Mitzvah Lamed Vav. The Minchas Chinuch also has an unanswered question, which he just wonders about. What type of kinyan do you have to do for Genevas Nefesh? How do you do a kinyan on a person? You know you can do a kinyan on an Eved. So we say all the kinyanim of the Avadim are what you can do on the Eved, and which type of kinyan? Eved Ivri kinyanim, Eved Kanani, do you do it by Kesef, do you go by Shtar? He said,
Not sure. He says, "Haklal lo pirshu lanu raboseinu be'ez kinyan hu chayiv umitzad asvara nira detali b'shidas elu shehibi ashach im adam ben chorin is kishlakarka." Or is it only an eved? Is this kishla karka? Right, that's the question. But the Minchas Chinuch has this suffix discussion. Which kinyan is chayev for Geneva's nefesh? Okay, weiter. Eisver Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, who holds that Yesh Stam is konev, gana vehikdash viachagak tavach, mishlan deshlo mekefel, veina mishlan deshlo medal vehei. If somebody steals and is makdish, and then he shech, so he was makdish in between. So then, you pay kefil and not dalad vehei. Amas when? Ilema lefnei yeish. If this is all before yeish, so mi kadosh. If it's before yeish, the ganav can't be makdash it. Ish ki yakdash is beso kodesh. Omar rachmana. Ma beso shalo av kol shalo. The ganav can't be makdash it, it's not his. Ela pshita lachar yeish. This whole discussion, this brisa must be after yeish. And what do you see? V'tayma dehikdash hu. De'ina mishlan deshlo medalad vehei. Why do you say he's part of him dalad vehei? Because he was makdash it. Dechi katavach dehikdash katavach. Because when he shechted it, it already belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo hikdash, but if he had not been makdash it, so then, tavach mishlan deshlo medalad vehei. If he was not makdash it, then he would be chayav dalad vehei still. Even though it's after Yeush. The East Alkadai the Yeush Kone, Amai Mishalim, Shalot of Eshlo Mocher. But 1 minute, if it's after Yeush, then according to you, Reish Lakish, you shouldn't be Chayv at all, because it's his. Answer, Amar Lehachamai Eskina. No, we're not talking about the case. The Bryce is not about the Ganav being Makdashit. It's about the Bailam being Makdashit. Kagonchik, Dishu Bailam Biad Ganav. That's what it's saying. The Bailam are Makdashit. Even before Yeush. It's before Yeush. And they're Makdashit, and that's why he's not Chayav Dalad Vehei. Says the Gemara, could the Bailam do that? Could the Bailam be Makdash something when it's not in their physical Rishus? Umi Kadosh? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Gazav Alonis Yashua Bailam, Shneim Einim Yechonan Lakdisho? Rabbi Yochanan says 3 times over the next 2 dafim. If somebody steals something and the Bailam did not have Yeush, they're both limited in their power. They both cannot be makdashit. Zelafi sheina shalo, v'zelafi sheina bershuso. So, how can we say that the brisa means that it's a case where the owner is makdashit? So the Gemara says, well, to talk about that, let's just finish the answer. The Gemara says, Amri hu damar kitznuin. Maybe the brisa holds like the tznuin, who say, this Mishnah says that you can have an effect even if it's not in your physical rishus. Titznan, the Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni, hatznuin manichin es amos, people who have fields, who know that people steal from their fields. But it's Maaser Sheni fruit. They don't want that to get to the Avera of eating Maaser Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim. So you know what they could do? Hatsun Manichin es Hamos, they leave over money. V'yomrim, and they say, Kol anilkat mizeh, yehi mechulol al Hamos ha'elu. Wherever the fruit are, a Maaser Sheni fruit, that Kedusha should go onto this money so that everybody else who has the fruit could eat it and not get any Averas, and I'll deal with this money and take it up to Yerushalayim. So we'll have to talk more about Rabbi Yochanan's din and the Tznuin Ben Hashem on the Daf coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.